This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC local news. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. William J. Kimball is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the Greene County Industrial Development Agency wants to work with Peckham Materials to find uses for the former Wholesome Cement property on Route 9W in Catskill. Agency Executive Director Renee Van Schaak said this week the site could be used to produce alternative forms of energy. Van Schaak specifically mentioned the use of biomass made of plant-based materials. The amount of property available at the Wholesome site could make it suitable for both Peckham Materials and an energy generating plant, Van Schaak said. Peckham has purchased the quarry and frontage and the rights out to the Hudson River. You can read the full story in the Daily Freeman. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capital Confidential that Representative Chris Gibson and Democratic challenger Sean Eldridge are halfway to their first debate. Eldridge announced Thursday, August 7th, that he accepted the invitation to participate in a debate on WMHT in October. Stephanie Vail, Gibson's chief of staff, said a formal decision on the Republican side will come in the future. Quote, voters in New York's 19th district deserve to hear directly from both of us about where we stand on the critical issues facing our communities and our country, Eldridge said. Vail said Gibson has accepted invitations to debate on WMHT before and that his camp would like to speak with Eldridge's campaign to make sure there is a balance of debates throughout the large 19th congressional district. You can read the full story at Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Julia Reichel in the Watershed Post reports that Route 23 bridge above the CSX railroad line between Route 9W and Route 985 in Catskill will have one lane only on August 8th and the following week. The New York State Department of Transportation has been resurfacing Route 23 all summer in Greene County, and this paving is one of the final parts of that project. The DOT says Route 23 will be reduced to a single alternating lane of traffic controlled by flaggers today, 7 a.m. through 7 p.m., and next week, too, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. You can read the full story in the Watershed Post. Patricia Morrow on WRIP's Facebook page reports that the Windham Mountain Bike World Cup will shut down traffic on Route 23, the town's main street, Friday night for a block party from 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. The road will be detoured from 6 p.m. until midnight, with access from the west at the intersection of State Route 23 and South Street, with commercial and larger vehicles directed onto South Street to State Route 296 and back onto Route 23 East. Route 23 will be open for local traffic to Church Street, where it will be closed. There will be limited local traffic on Church Street. Access from the east for commercial vehicles will be State Route 296 over to South Street to State Route 23. Local traffic will have access to Mitchell Hollow Road, and there will be limited local access on Mill Street. Parts of the races, the Mountain Cup World races, will be broadcast on Universal Sports Network beginning tonight and through 10 p.m. Sunday. Today is Friday, August 8th, 2014, and the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a sunny day with a high near 81 and a low around 55 tonight. Saturday, there could be patchy fog in the morning, otherwise sunny with a high near 83 and a low around 56. Sunday, sunny with a high near 88 and a low around 61. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.